Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. The American Redoubt is the safe haven and a fallback position for the political migration movement of those conservatives, patriots, who are strategically relocating to strengthen the already very conservative regions. Of course, leading the way is the American Redoubt, the Inland Pacific Northwest of the United States, consisting of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, and the eastern portions of Oregon and Washington. Thank you all for tuning in. If you are in the free zones, here in the heart of the American Redoubt, tuning in on AM 630 or 96.5 FM on the dial, or if you are outside the wire listening to the live streaming version of the show, welcome. And our call-in, our callers, that you can call in, by the way, if you got some friends, family, that want to listen to Liberty Broadcasting Systems, you can do that by calling 605-477-4336. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on listen to RFR, and there's all the instructions for listening. There's also another call-in number for listening to the live podcast on Sunday evenings if you have limited bandwidth and you want to just call in and listen on your phone. You can always download our archive shows at our Podbean site as well. All that information is there for you at radiofreeredoubt.com. And by the way, our Sunday night podcast is at 8 p.m. every Sunday evening, normally when everything's going well, but, things have been going pretty well, actually. And I hope you guys are all blessed. I want to thank you guys for blessing us, with your prayers, for lifting us up and supporting us. Anybody who's, involved in fighting regularly to preserve, and it is a fight. It is spiritual warfare, but it takes its toll in so many other ways. So we are really strengthened by your support, your letters of encouragement, your prayers, and also your financial contributions. Thank you so much. As we grow and the costs grow, and it's just super important. If you can just $5, $10, $25 a month, and any of that, it all adds up. And of course, you can also go to, for doing all your Christmas shopping, go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the Amazon banner, and that'll take you through to Amazon, and you can do your shopping. That's an affiliate link, and all of that adds up. It's just small amounts, but it helps. So thank you guys for thinking of us and telling your friends to do the same thing. Much appreciated. All right. Now, if you're not already doing it, get your young partisans, 17 years old and younger, to start practicing decoding the one-time pad messages, because this Sunday, the numbers will be read. It'll be a secret encoded message that the young partisans will be writing down, and they'll have a whole week to decode that. That's this Sunday night, tomorrow night. And I'm hoping we can have Little Orphan Annie read those numbers for us like she has done in the last few years, but she has strep throat. Not sure if she's going to be able to read the numbers. If not, I will do it. I will step up to the plate. But this is really exciting because this is yet another Christmas dream giveaway. Those of you that are longtime listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and those involved in the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network is a nationwide emergency communications network, mostly of ham radio operators. You guys all know that we give away a Red Ryder BB Gun Collector Edition, one of only 2,500 produced, acquired from the Daisy Museum. Well, this year we have two grand prizes. Really excited about that. We have a retired law enforcement officer, a listener, and a member of AMRON who has tracked down and acquired and donated one of these Collector Daisy Museum 600-shot carbine action model air rifles with a compass and a sundial in the stock, and has donated that. We've given away to the young partisans when they decode the one-time pad secret messages that takes them on a little adventure, an electronic adventure where they are able to enter for a chance to win the grand prize and then other prizes that we give away for our runner-ups as well. But this year, Katie Armour has stepped up, longtime supporter of Radio Free Redoubt. That's Come and Take It. Armour, Katie Armour. They have also donated, they tracked down and grabbed a second collector edition of the Red Ryder Christmas Dream Edition. So we have two grand prizes will be given away. So thank you to Katie Armour for also adding to that. And it is, it's heartbreaking. You see all these kids and parents have been sending in pictures of these kids dutifully practicing their one-time pad decrypting. And it's just, it's awesome. And you want them all to win. But there's only one grand prize. Well, this year there's two. Plus our runner-up prizes. We always come up with some great prizes for second and third place as well. So it'll be second, third, and fourth place this year. So good stuff. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and look at that Christmas Dream Red Ryder giveaway video on how to participate. And tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. radiofreeredoubt.com during our live stream or the podcast during the week. You got a whole week to get those in. And the following week, the winners will be announced. So lots of fun. More instructions will be forthcoming tomorrow night as well. You won't want to miss that because once the numbers are read, the one-time pad will also be posted that you'll want to, that you'll need for this year's a one-time pad exercise. That one-time pad will be posted. You'll need that. Okay. Now, this year, it's Christmas season. And we're still, you know, a few weeks out from Christmas. Got, what, two and a half weeks? A little over 2 weeks from Christmas? 3 weeks from Christmas. Okay. So, there's still time. And I thought, well, this is timely to bring this up. I have donated to and supported local ministries. The Union Gospel Mission is one in particular that's really, I can't say enough about how much they've done in this community inside the American Redoubt, reaching out to the homeless, to veterans, to families in need, battered women shelters, and feeding the needy and providing shelter for those without it. And they've just affected a lot of people. They spread the gospel along with their charity. It's just truly the epitome of Christian charity. And they're worthy of supporting. But also, you guys all know that very near and dear to my heart is the underground church and the persecuted church around the world. And I've also been a longtime supporter of, well, RescueChristians.org and then Voice of the Martyrs. And Voice of the Martyrs is something that I've given to you regularly. We've taken proceeds from the sale of the Underground Project thumb drive and donated that to ministries that are reaching out and supporting and ministering to the persecuted Christians around the world and the underground church. So I get a regular, I get the regular monthly publication, the Voice of the Martyrs. And that is kind of the flagship for that is Reverend Wormbrand's story and his testimony in his book, Tortured for Christ. And that really was the offshoot for this ministry, Voice of the Martyrs. So Richard Wurmbrand, his testimony is just incredible. He was imprisoned in communist Romania because of his faith in Christ. In 1965, he and his family were ransomed out of Romania, eventually moving to the U.S., where he started a global ministry that became known as the Voice of the Martyrs. And you can read his story in Wurmbrand, Tortured for Christ, the complete story. And you can go to torturedforchrist.com to get a copy of that. I think it's important that we remember that. I mean, we often hear people talking about the coming persecution of Christians in America. But we forget that sometimes that there's Christians that are being persecuted right now for their faith. They're being killed. They're being imprisoned. There's several ministries that reach out to them. And I want to share that with you guys in this segment here. So I want to take about the next 5 to 7 minutes talking about the Voice of the Martyrs, a ministry that is, as I said, very near and dear to my heart. Now, it's Christmas time, and there are Christians that could really use your help. And Voice of the Martyrs reaches out. I'm not getting anything for this. This is just something that I feel I'm passionate about. It's something that the Lord has just impressed on me in my heart. It ties in with my background. It ties in with, well, what I do today. But there are different ways that you can help share Christmas with our persecuted family. And that's exactly what this is called, the insert in this month's publication. This is December of 2018. I just got it in the mail a few days ago. And there's an insert here, share Christmas with our persecuted family. And there's different ways that you can do that. You can give Bibles or equip frontline workers. And now let me cover those real quick. And there's other small packages that you can sponsor. You can get with your home group, your home church, your regular church, your Bible study, a Christian group that you meet with, something you can do with your school, your Christian school, your homeschool network. Give Bibles. Your gift for Bible distribution enables Voice of the Martyrs, to deliver scriptures to Christians in more than 60 hostile and restricted nations. The average cost is $6 per Bible. Every believer in Jesus Christ should have access to a copy of the scriptures, and this goal is achievable in our generation. No road's too difficult, no risk is too great when our brothers and sisters are crying out for God's word. And that's what these guys do. We've donated money specifically to the underground project there, where they're smuggling Bibles into hostile or restricted nations. It's a great ministry. That's one way that you can help. You can go to the Voice of the Martyrs. I'll give you the website here in just a second. I'll have that. Matter of fact, in case you're ready to copy right now, let me just pull this up. It is persecution.com. That's right. Persecution.com. And you can give online as well by going to persecution.com/December 2018. Persecution.com/December 2018. But the other way that you can help that they need help with is equipping frontline workers. Our brothers and sisters in Christ serving on the front lines know they could be beaten, arrested, or even killed for their Christian activities. But they continue their work because they know earthly suffering is nothing compared with the eternal joy of heaven. Voice of the Martyrs actively encourages and equips more than 40,000 Christian workers in 68 hostile and restricted nations. That's an incredible amount of work. It costs an incredible amount of money to keep that going. And so this is worthy. If you're looking for, boy, I'd love to really donate and help somehow, some way, and do something meaningful, but I can't think of anything. Well, here you go. They've got other things too. Village outreach kits are $150 per kit. And they've got Christian care packages for $30 and more. So once again, go to persecution.com And there's banners there. You can't miss it. You go to persecution.com and you'll find ways that you can help, that you can reach out. But the other thing that you can do too, they have calendars, prayer calendars for sale. And these would make great gifts too, because it reminds you every day to pray for a different group in a different country somewhere who are facing persecutions. And those are as little as $2 a piece. So there's something that anybody can, there's something to fit pretty much everyone. But I've read some of these stories. I've shared some of these stories. I want to share a couple of stories with you, what these people are facing. These are amazing. The Voice of the Martyrs magazine, their monthly publication, has featured different Christians that who have been persecuted and Voice of the Martyrs has come into contact with or supported or shared their testimonies. And I want to share these with you because we talk about coming persecution, and it is coming. And there is persecution even in America right now, and we're seeing that increase, but compare your story with some of these. Alex, out of Colombia. Alex was on his way to work at a banana plantation when armed guerrillas boarded his bus, ordered everyone off, and then shot them. Alex was shot in the face, losing an eye. And there's a picture of him here wearing an eye patch. But he survived. He later joined a prison ministry where he ran into Ismael, the very man who had shot him years before. Alex eventually led Ismael to the Lord. In the years since, Alex has continued to serve in the prison ministry, and recently he decided to go to law school, and he intends to spend his career helping those who are falsely imprisoned, which there's a lot of there. His health is good, but his vision continues to deteriorate. Thankfully, the law school he chose can make accommodations, such as offering verbal exams instead of written ones. As a result of the peace process in Colombia, many former guerrillas, including Ismael, were pardoned and released from prison. Ismael needed a place to live, so Alex asked him to move into his place. The former guerrilla and his victim are now roommates. Isn't that amazing? That's an amazing story. Here's one from Laos. Zamshi from Laos. When Zamshi became a believer years ago, her parents told her they would rather she become a prostitute than a Christian. They eventually kicked her out of the family home. Today, she lives in a new city far from her biological family. She helps lead worship in a house church for the Kamu minority group each Sunday, and is also involved in the youth ministry. During the day, she works at a sewing factory, gaining experience so she can open her own small business one day. Her prayers that she will soon be experienced enough to support herself through a small business, that her ministry will be done well, and that her relationship will be pleasing to the Lord. These are amazing testimonies. And there's just chock full of them every month. How this ministry is helping to support Christians, persecuted Christians around the country, and sharing their testimonies. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you guys. I hope that was a blessing to you. And that's just a taste, just a tip of the iceberg about ministering to others and spreading the word. So they could use your help. And this Christmas, they're asking for help. And there's ways that you can minister to other Christians around the world with some of these Christmas gift packs that the Voice of the Martyrs is helping to facilitate, get into, 60, 70 countries now. And there you go. Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, Works Holsters, WERKZ.com. That's Works.com for your custom holsters and magazine pouch needs. And they also make the Liberty State, donating proceeds from each sale of the Liberty State flag or state seal emblazoned on your custom-made holster. They donate part of the proceeds to Liberty State to help that fund. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Hello, Liberty State supporters. I have such amazing news to share with everyone. You will recall that we had our first Liberty State County Volunteers meeting in Spokane this last September, where we had volunteers from 15 of the 20 counties in Liberty State. We now have had volunteers in 16 of the 20 counties. At that September meeting, we established organized and uniform structured leadership to lead the Liberty State efforts in each county. The county leadership was then sent home with the task of setting up their own volunteers recruiting meetings to bring in more volunteers in their own counties. Since then, they have been busy organizing, posting, and handing out flyers, preparing their locations, and advertising. They are stepping out and getting these volunteer recruiting meetings accomplished. So far, they are being met with extensive support across the board and overwhelming enthusiasm. As of December 1st of 2018, 7 counties have either already held their first volunteers meetings or they have them currently scheduled and locally advertised. Our hats enthusiastically go off to Yakima County, who had their meeting November 27th, Ferry County, who had their meeting on November 29th, Kittitas, whose meeting is coming up on December 1st, and then Klickitat will be on December 5th, Grant County, December 10th, Benton County, December 10th, and finally, Stevens County will be on December 13th. The rest of the counties are all working to establish their dates and locations as well, and we'll share them as we receive them. This is a very exciting development for Liberty State that is going to make our effort increase exponentially and advance very quickly from here on out. So we want to thank all the dedicated volunteers that have stepped up and taken action to join the only effort worth joining today. The Liberty State effort is the only one that will ever be able to bring back our power of the vote to the people of Eastern Washington, where when we cast our votes, we will actually get what we have all uniformly voted and have been voting for over 15 years. What a great day that will be, and it is now within our grasp. So plan to join in on this awesome effort today by volunteering or by donating to the Liberty State effort and make a difference that will actually count. I'm Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Dick Jacob Schmidt Show. If I can get my tongue untied. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. Even though you could probably say it better than I can right now. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is the website. 6, 7 fully furnished units. Little place for you to get away right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho, south of the Coeur d'Alene Lake there. So check them out, riverfrontsuites.com. Thank you guys for sponsoring and supporting us. Okay, now this segment, I just want to take the last 5 minutes to talk about, we've been talking about Liberty State. You just got done hearing yet another public service announcement from Lady Liberty there. From libertystate.org. But you may know already, if you don't, there's another movement that's actually probably 5-6 years underway, reviving the movement of the state of Jefferson. The state of Jefferson is the counties in Northern California and Southwest Oregon. Now, they've got multiple counties already in California who have signed declarations, basically saying we want out. We are formally requesting that the legislature votes to approve this, to let our counties go free to form another state. Now, it also includes counties in Southwest Oregon, and this has been around for quite a while. And it started actually during right before World War II. The state of Jefferson was about to become a state. And it's my understanding, based on my research, that it is it was something that was being voted on. It was scheduled to be voted on. It was expected to be approved. And then the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And all the priorities at Congress changed. So this is decades later. They are reviving this. Very, very similar to Liberty State. Now, State of Jefferson, they're saying it's time for a 51st state, State of Jefferson. Well, we've got the 51st state movement for the State of Liberty in Eastern Washington as well. So the race is on. But it doesn't matter. We are cheering them on. We are rooting for them. We support the State of Jefferson. They're wonderful people. They're patriots for all the same reasons that that we want Liberty State. They want Jefferson. And they're very well organized. And so I just want to share some information with you and give you some updates about them. They're saying it's time to start over. From their brochure, which I'm going to post actually here at RadioFreeRedoubt.com, all of our resources and things that I talk about, we try to get all of those resources uploaded and in links and documents that you can check out for yourself, the things that I talk about during the show. So we're going to get the flyer up there as well. I just have a JPEG of it. I need to get the PDF version of it. But the State of Jefferson would be free of overregulation, overtaxation, and underrepresentation, a new state that would exercise its right under the 10th Amendment to halt federal government from overreaching laws, according to the U.S. Constitution. We need a state with fewer agencies, less taxes, less bureaucracy, state sovereignty, more personal freedom. Please talk to your representative and ask them to support the State of Jefferson. That's good stuff. Now, their symbol, which was voted on by, I can't remember how, there was a poll put up. It was up forever, months. And finally, they reached a consensus. And so the symbol is the osprey. And that's what's on the flag and the state seal. Well, theirs in the State of Jefferson, double X's on a gold plate. In 1935, the folks of South Oregon and North California were fed up with paying taxes and not receiving any services in return. They decided to form a new state. A gold pan was handy. They painted two X's on it to symbolize being double-crossed, and the State of Jefferson was born. And of course, there's more to that story. But I suspect whoever goes first, it's going to be the domino effect. The rest will follow. So remember them in your prayers. Hey, join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Radio Free Redoubt. We're out of time, guys. I know it goes fast. God bless. You have a great rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com.